so much for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get the spelling of your email address to locate your accountant and be of better assistance for you today?
Amanda at AmandaKirkCity.com.
Thank you for that. And what was that first and last name, please?
Amanda Peterson.
Thank you for that. I've got the account here for you with PropertyRecord.com that was canceled with a confirmation number of 3932923. How may I be of assistance for you today?
I see on my account that you charged me $2,395 without my permission, and I would like that amount removed.
Great, of course. Let me get that taken care of for you. Whenever you're ready, I've just got to give you that refund confirmation number, which is also a confirmation of your cancellation against any further charges.
Okay, I'm ready.
Great, it's going to be 1737333.
Could you please repeat that?
1737333.
Okay, well, I did receive a confirmation number of 3932923. What was that for?
That's your cancellation confirmation. This is a refund confirmation.
Okay, had that been refunded?
No, it had not. It was only canceled against any further charges. I just processed the refund for you.
Okay, can I ask you another question? Why was I charged that amount without my permission?
So what it is it's a dollar for the initial report, and then per our terms and conditions page, that dollar is the deposit for our $23.95 monthly volume discount service. I do apologize that it wasn't more clear, but that dollar is billed as a part of the first month's $23.95.
Well, I guess I made a mistake in how I read it. I read it as a one-time charge. I was doing a government search, and your information appeared within that government search, and that is what concerns me, because you should not be representing yourself as a government agency that does these kind of searches.
Oh, no, we're not a government agency. We're a private company.
But it didn't state that, because that's where the search came up. So you probably need to be aware of that. When you do a government search of records, your site comes up as part of the program, and it in fact is not.
They may contract our services, but we are a private company. We're not a government entity, no.
Were you ever before?
No, so I mean, like, if a county contracts our services, and like you go through their website and it links you to us, then that may be how you got to us through a government website, but we are a private company.
Okay, well, as long as I've been refunded and my information, all of my credit card information be removed. I was a little suspicious of it when I looked at it, but quite honestly, I find that information to be very deceptive. And I think that information should have been in the initial comments. So if you would please record my comments, I would appreciate it.
Yes, of course. And I, again, do apologize that it wasn't more clear.
All right. Thank you. You have a good day.
You as well. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a good one.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.